Hello, welcome to the Hollywood Hypers. It's the horror episode. It's October and we are getting down with the horror crowd. I've got with me Scary Danny and Ghosty Joya. Sorry, I just went ahead and did it. We talked about not doing those things, but they just rolled out of my tongue.
You had to say the
And
word.
yeah, it's cheesy. But if you want to give me some stupid name, I'll accept
Oh, we can give you lots of, that's an easy one, Brian, but we'll give you a pass here on the, let's call it the Halloween Hypers, I guess, right?
Oh, the Halloween
Very
Hypers.
good.
There
That's,
we go. Yeah. So we all
yep.
watched a scary episode to talk about this week, and but we're going to talk about first what stuff we were watching outside of that horror episode. Danny, why don't you start us off? What did you what were you what have you been watching?
Well, Brian, as you know, and Joy, I'm sure you know by now, I love Halloween. It's a fun time. So I went and rewatched one of my favorite series of all time. It's kind of overlooked. It's called Mindhunters. Mindhunters on Netflix. It's
Oh.
from David Fincher. Am I saying that? The guy from Seven, of course. I just did research and I'm already saying his
David
name wrong.
Fincher? David Filcher? I
David
don't know.
Fincher, thank you. It's a
Okay.
movie about, it's fictitious. It's based in the late 70s about the FBI starting the first they've heard of serial killers where they diagnosed it. And they went to find them. It's two FBI guys, and then they take, I think, is it Anna Torv? She's an actress from the from Friends, another series I love.
Oh,
And
yeah.
she is an academic, and they combine and they coin the term serial killers, and they go after serial killers. It's unfortunately only 2 seasons long. Fantastic show. I don't know why it got canceled. I assume ratings, but man, really good show set in the late 70s. Well acted, well directed, well written. One of the more overlooked series. So not necessarily Halloween theme, but definitely spooky with the serial killer. So that's what I've been hitting. I love that show. Highly recommend it. Double hype on I
that.
have never seen it, but
I
now I'm
haven't either.
watching. Oh, it's fantastic. Joya, it's fantastic. You'll love it. I'd be shocked if you don't love it.
Are
Very
there?
well written. It goes along. It's a, you know, it's what is it? 10 episodes a year. So it's like a 10-hour movie. It is awesome. Great, fantastic. One of the best. So
And
that has
it's
eaten up my time.
Mindhunter.
Yeah, Mindhunter. It's on Netflix. Hunter, So Netflix. I you would
are
say
in.
that that's on theme, Dan. Definitely. I
Yes.
think
Yeah,
so.
nice. Well
I
done.
love that. In San Diego, it's not really cold and the leaves don't turn. So unless you go to the mall or those temporary Halloween stores, it's not really Halloween-y. So I got to kind of make up for it when I do my binging. I have my fall candle lit because it's, you
Nice.
know, it's,
Oh.
what is it, 68 tonight or something, or 66. So It
We're
did get rain
watching.
yesterday for 10 seconds, so I guess that helped a little. What do you have Yes,
got?
it
Okay,
did.
Joey, what are you watching lately? Oh, there it is. Very nice.
So I will go with a series as well that is on theme also. So
Okay.
there's a new series on AMC Plus called Anne Rice's Interview with the Vampire.
Oh,
So
yeah.
it is,
This is a
they made
remake,
it.
a series version, right? Is that it, Joya?
It's a series version, yes, inspired by the book and also a little bit inspired by the film, sort of too. But they did some changes. I was trepidatious because I love Anne Rice, and Interview is my favorite of all
Sure,
of her
classic.
novels. And I love the film too, of course. But I gave it a chance, and I'm glad that I did because I do actually like the changes that they made. I've only watched the first 3 episodes because it's coming out in real time now. So they haven't
Okay.
released the whole entire season. And I believe there's going to be 8 episodes in total. They're about an hour long and it's on AMC Plus. So it's the story of Lestat and Louis, two of her vampires that she writes about in a lot of her novels. And the changes that they made, if anyone's ever seen the film, have you guys seen the film?
Yeah,
I
I saw the
saw
film recently, or I
the
tried to watch it. I couldn't watch it.
film.
You caught
Yeah, it's, I'm with Brian on that one. I'm gonna go ahead and Too
echo what
cheesy
he
for
says.
you guys? What's wrong? Tell me, what's
It's good,
wrong?
not great, Brian, right? Is it?
I
What
thought
is
it was bad,
it?
not good.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Brian's on But
my caliber now. I cannot even.
I'm a fan of the series. I read the books voraciously, and then other stuff that she wrote. But yeah, there was just so much blood drink. I mean, it was just too much. Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt are it's probably their worst performances they've ever done.
Okay, now
Sorry,
you
Joya.
went from Tom Hanks and now you're Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
You don't
Well,
go to Hollywood for a while, Brian. Blacklisted, literally. It's not
Oh my God, Brian, seriously. Go to mask or get cosmetic Both of
surgery if
those
you're going to
guys are
Hollywood.
fantastic, but that this
Okay.
I think was bad casting as well.
It's worth a
I'm
shot. Sometimes it
sorry.
doesn't work out hard to do. I that Brian, I think this is the first moment we've completely disagreed on something. Like, yes,
Wait, did
but
you like that movie, Joya? Wait, did you like that movie?
I love it. I love it.
Not okay.
I love it because it's so romantic, and I love how she
I love how they played the vampires. I honestly do. I think it's over the top, but they're supposed to be
Which
over
is
the top.
fine. How does a series
Not bad.
compare? I know the series is probably a different take, I get it, but is equally good for a show? Would you recommend, would you hype it?
So I do hype it thus far. Again, I haven't
Okay.
finished. I think that you guys, well, knowing that Brian didn't like all the blood sucking and all the gore, I feel like you would not like it then, Brian. I feel like Dan, you may like it at least better
Okay.
than the film because
Okay.
there's more substance, there's a bit more
Yeah,
depth.
it needs longer than 2 hours, in all fairness. That's hard to
It does.
adapt.
And,
Yeah.
you know, at
Okay.
first I was worried about how they were going to play this because they cast Louis as a black man, a British actor. I forget his name, and he's really, really good. But I was like, how are they going to do this? Because the time period it's set in Louisiana, he technically would have been a slave, right? So they
Right.
did something really interesting to
Interesting.
me. They set it in the early 1900s. So he
They
was
changed the
able
date then?
to change the date so that he
Okay.
was able to be a business owner, and they worked that in. And
Okay,
it's
cool.
another sort of theme they added on. So there's a lot more to it.
Okay. Are people like freaking out over that, Joya, or is that a big thing, or is because they
Medium.
freaking out everything?
I feel like Anne Rice is like, it's like a little bit of like a cult maybe show,
Yeah.
sort of. Like it's under
Right.
the radar.
Okay.
It's not full
All right.
mainstream. Plus, it's on AMC, you know, so it's
How
not.
much is AMC Plus a month? Is it you pay for that or?
It's $8.99, but you also get IFC and Shudder
Okay.
included. And you know, I love my indie films and my horror, but
Sure.
for me, it's very worth it.
Amen.
I accidentally signed up for many, many free trials when I was laid up recovering from COVID recently, and
Okay.
I've canceled all of them, but that one I really like.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good to know. So you're
Anyway,
hyping
so I
AMC
hype
Plus.
it. Give it a chance. I think even if
Right.
you don't like the film, give the show a chance.
Okay. All right, Brian, wrap it up. Big finish here on the research.
Yeah, so I've been watching something on AMC. I watched The Walking Dead, so I started watching the final season, and that's not great.
No.
What I did watch that I thought was really interesting was Human Playground. It just come up on your Netflix stream. This
Never.
is kind of a docuseries. It's really, really interesting. It's I think maybe 8 episodes. Each episode is the Human Playground is like these like kind of weird things that people do that is kind of like play but dangerous and had roots within history. So like bullfighting and these ice swimming challenges that people do and mountaineering and things like that. And so it'll follow like one person in their journey of like some human feat of I don't know. It's just it was really just kind of blowing my mind. There was a woman who took part of a marathon in the desert that happens in the Sahara Desert every year. There's 6 triathlon days in the Sahara Desert as one challenge. So you have to go through all 6 days of 26 miles of running in the Sahara Desert. Now, over 1,000 people enter this crazy thing, and like 40 people at the most make it all the way through.
Just for a quick clarification, if I did that, I'd be probably one of the first people to drop out.
I
I'll
was
just
gonna say,
admit it.
I
Well,
don't
you know
think
what?
I
And
would
if you
actually
go, if you go slower than
I
these
enjoy doing half a
camels,
mile, we're out
yeah.
later.
And you
Done.
can't just walk it because there's these camels walking as people, you know, like in the start of the race. So you have to outrun the camels. If they pass you, you're out.
Okay, you're putting like everything unpleasurable together. I don't
Yeah.
get what am I missing? Did they
And
get
there's
like a
people like, you know, that do
medal,
like the
a
cliff
gold
diving.
star?
There's all, I mean, you gotta watch it and see what it's all about. I
It
was
sounds
really
really
intrigued.
interesting.
It
It
I
actually is. So they're all different. Okay, so it's
they're all
different.
different. Each
Okay.
episode has maybe 4 or maybe 5 different stories that happen. And it's like one of those shows that kind of like Planet Earth or Blue Planet, where the scenery is part of the
That's
vehicle,
nice.
right?
Looks
The
interesting.
cinematography is amazing.
If they do one about, let's say, touring a candy factory, I'm in. Other than that, I'll just watch on Netflix, Brian. So are you? So you're gonna hype this, Brian? Is that right?
Yeah, I really
It looks
liked it.
interesting. I'm looking right now. It looks interesting. Good call
Yeah.
on that.
If Brian, you entered into one of those competitions, you would win, probably.
Yes,
you think
I bet
so?
on Brian.
I think it's
I'll
safe
bet
to.
on you too. Don't bet on me. I'm telling you
Well,
right now.
there's this one like a tribe in Ethiopia, so they hit each other like with these sticks, kind of like a bow stick, like but it's like made out of bamboo, so it has like a flex to it. And this is a battle that they do and part of a rite of passage. And like it's Ethiopia, it's a tribe, it's naked, and I just kept thinking your goods, they're just like right in the out there swinging around. What if those get hits? I mean, I would be just
That is
terrified of
scary.
that
That
factor.
okay, you win the theme on Halloween scary, Brian. We're
I
both
was just
super
gonna say
joy
this
you can
might be
see.
the most horrific of all scenarios.
Oh yeah,
Okay.
that was like really frightening.
Okay. All right.
All right, so anyway,
Okay.
so that's what
Speaking
I
of
was
frightening,
watching.
all right. Let's do the feature thing, Brian. Who's gonna start it off, baby?
Okay, let me do it because I don't really like horror, as I've said before. I'm a little scaredy cat, so it was either like the Monster High horror
No,
cartoons
you'd
one.
actually throw we throw we'd vote you out. If you do Monster High, we'd vote
No,
you out of this
veto.
podcast.
No.
Come on, Brian.
So as
No.
I'm looking for horror, this came up in my feed. I think it was on HBO Max. Have you ever, I don't know if you guys saw this. I missed this and I was actually surprised. So there's a movie from 2009 called The Horseman with Dennis Quaid. Does that ring any bells to you?
Yes.
You, it
No.
does, Danny. Okay. So I
Okay.
never heard of this, never saw it. And I
I've heard
watched
of
the
it.
trailer and it kind of has these vibes of the movie Seven with Brad Pitt, which was amazing, right?
Yeah.
So this is what I watched. And first of all, I watched it because I thought, well, it's not going to be that scary. It's kind of like a serial killer kind of
This is
thing.
called the horse. Is it the horseman, Brian? For
Yes,
people listening?
with no
The horseman.
the, it's just Horseman.
Horseman.
And
Okay.
so
Like
it's basically
Spider-Man.
a story around the four horsemen of the apocalypse, right? That's the basis of the story of the serial killer. And boy, was it graphic. And if you like blood and weird shit, this is a really good movie, kind of like how Seven had that kind of stuff.
I think you said it's Dennis Quaid.
Yeah,
I
Dennis
saw
Quaid.
it. I don't remember
Maybe
it,
I got
Brian.
the wrong movie here. Okay, what is it called? The Horseman?
Not skip the, it's just Horseman.
Oh, just
Oh,
Horseman.
I didn't have it come up here. Okay.
Okay.
So, Brian, are you hyping this or are
I'm
you?
gonna hype it because I was totally intrigued. I enjoyed every minute of it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I did not enjoy seeing what I saw, but the story was good. There was a twist that was pretty apparent about halfway
Okay.
through. But I like Dennis Quaid, and this was a really
Yeah.
cool part for him. He played a detective that was a widower, and the whole storyline I thought was really well done. I really liked it.
Okay.
It doesn't. It has a horrible IMDb rating. It's like
Doesn't
5.5.
stop
So
that.
I'm not I'm not the majority of.
We'll take your judgment. If you're gonna hype, that's good enough for me.
Yeah,
Can
I
I
really
see?
liked it, and I was a scaredy cat. I was scared. I watched it by myself, and I was kind of like, "Oh my God, oh my God." Yeah.
Brian,
Brian.
I'm so proud of you for picking something that's gory and on theme.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
Thank
also,
you.
two firsts. We completely disagreed on one thing, and then you brought up a movie that I have never, ever heard of. And that is
Yeah, I was surprised. I had never heard of it either because I'm
I do
amazed at
remember that one.
Dennis
I
Quaid, how
think
it
I
never
saw it.
came up.
All right, Joy, you got.
That I haven't heard of some shows and stuff, but I feel like, Brian, this is the first time you've said a movie, and I'm like, I've just never heard of it. So I'm writing it down as
Nice.
something to watch. Thank
Yeah,
You're good. All right,
I think you
Joya.
might dig it.
What do you got, Miss Joya? I'm looking forward to this. Come
Oh,
on.
me
Lay it on us.
Later? Come on, we can't wait.
Okay. Well, initially, I was going to pick my favorite horror movie, which I mentioned in a previous episode, which was the original Nightmare on Elm Street. And I was like, no, I want to watch something new. I want to watch something current. So last night, I'm still devastated, honestly, from
Oh.
this. I watched a Danish film called Speak No Evil.
Okay.
So
Oh, is that the hardcore one? Is that really intense?
it's, yeah. It's,
Okay.
I have anxiety still. I saw it
Yeah.
24 hours ago. So, all right. So let's delve right in. You can stream this on Amazon, I believe. Actually, no, I'm sorry. Yes, Amazon Prime. And if you have Shudder, those two platforms, for free. Came out this year, and despite the fact that it is technically a Danish film, it was filmed there and Italy and another European country, it is not a subtitled film. So I don't consider it a foreign film in that
Do
respect.
they
So for
speak
those of
English
us,
or Danish?
so that's what I was going to say. So for those of our listeners that are like, I can't read subtitles the whole film, I just can't do it. You can
Okay.
watch this. They speak English primarily,
Okay.
with accents. Course, they speak a bit of Danish and a little bit of Dutch, because there's
that's weird because Brian and I are both fluent in Danish and Dutch. That actually works out. Okay.
And then I'm English, so we can all
there we go.
It's because Danny and I used to double Dutch.
Yes.
All right.
So is this a gore fest, Joya? Or
not, I know it's at all. It is not a gore fest.
It's intense or something, right?
Okay, so I would consider it a thriller and then horror. So psychological thriller. Okay. Those of us that love foreign films, I love the aspect of foreign films that we don't know any of the actors, right? We don't recognize them. They tend to look more like real people.
Which
they
is a plus, right?
Quite as extreme surgery going on. They actually have expressions. So when you watch a foreign film, you feel as though it could be like a documentary. It could be just somebody's film. Okay, so that's wonderful. But imagine that in an anxiety-ridden thriller horror type setting. So it feels like you're right there the whole time. I forgot to breathe during parts of this film.
Wow, okay. Wow, I'm liking this.
It is not gory, except for at the end. Throughout the whole film, you actually don't really know what's wrong. You just know something is very, very wrong. And you don't understand what it is until 3/4 of the way into the film. It is very well acted. It is very well written. I'll give you a quick premise. I don't want to give the ending away because I feel like you guys, if you ever watch it, and our listeners need to see the ending. Like, you just have to be surprised. It's just one of those.
Okay.
So basically, premise goes, there's a Danish family, a couple, lovely couple, probably in their 40s. They have a 9-year-old daughter and they're vacationing on holiday in Toscana. And it's like a very family friendly sort of villa place that they're staying at. And there's another family who they end up meeting who has a son. But out the gate, something I recognized, and this is actually a theme of the film, it's the main theme, if you will. So opening scene, you have the father of the Danish family laying poolside on a pool chair. Next to him, he has another pool chair with all of his stuff on it, right? Sunblock, what have you. And then the father of the other family comes up and says to him, may I lay on this chair? May I use it? And now there's open chairs everywhere. And so he has a moment where he sort of hesitates and then he says, oh, sure. And then he clears the chair for him very quickly. And then the man lays down. Now that sums up the theme of the whole film. So basically it's the idea that as people, do we just do things sort of against our will, just sort of to be accommodating to each other? And if we do that too often and too much, and it builds up and builds up and builds up, then could something very horrific happen to us? Yes, absolutely. In this movie, absolutely. It really, really does.
Yes.
But that's the theme, because it's all about pushing people's boundaries and seeing if they're actually going to assert their boundaries or speak up for themselves or fight back, just verbally we're talking about. And that's the psychological part of it and the thriller part of it. And that is why it's so intense, because you think in terms of like, what would I do? What would I do in this situation? So seemingly everything's fine between these two families. They go to lunch together and they connect. Then they go off to their respective places. Then the one family sends the other one a postcard inviting them on holiday at their house where they're going to host them. And there ensues all the craziness. But it's just a buildup and a buildup and a buildup.
Okay.
Would you say something? Would you, you know, there's a scene where the woman's been very adamant about how she's pescatarian and the father from the other family shoves like a piece of wild boar that he had just cooked and says she should taste it. And rather than saying, you know, I did tell you I don't eat meat, I'm good, thank you, she kind of, against her better judgment and what she really wants to do, takes a like small bite of it. And it's just all about the more that they relinquish what they're comfortable with, the more that can happen to them. And there's a line in the movie, and I'm not giving the whole movie away, but at the very end, the father of the other family responds to the couple, because they say to him, why are you doing this to us? And he says, because you let me.
Wow. And so it's not like a psychological thriller, but freaky.
It's really good. Okay. It's well done, well acted.
And you're hyping it, right?
A lot. I'm hyping it if people listening are okay not being okay.
Okay. And it's on Amazon, right?
Okay.
Okay. Mine's out. I'll try it. I'm Irish, so I'm comfortable. So
I woke up like in a visceral nightmare last night.
Really? So it affected you this
morning. Oh, good. Halloween. All right.
Yeah, because you know, things to do with like asserting boundaries and stuff, they can like be triggers for some of us, right? In certain situations we've been through.
I'm Irish, so we don't have, we just would just say no. So that's the Irish thing would say. You couldn't set this in Ireland because like get that fucking thing out of my face and that would be like.
And that's who I am now.
Okay.
But I wasn't always that.
Yeah.
Way. So in terms of, oh my God, what if it was my old self in some sort of trauma and I just say anything. But now, are you kidding me? I would be like, get that thing out of my face. I already told you. No, thank you. I'm good. Like there's so many, but I hype it.
Okay.
Stream it on Amazon and Shudder for free. Amazon Prime. It came out this year and it's called Say No Evil.
Right. Say okay.
No evil. Or no, sorry. Speak No Evil.
My no evil.
Speak No Evil. Okay. I'm going to bring us back to the old school.
Yep.
So here, just I'm going to rattle off real quick the ones I almost did that are my favorites. Like I did this, if I'm home on Halloween,
yes.
Yeah.
Alone, what movies do I want to see?
It's Halloween. You said that.
Yeah, one shot a year to do it. Okay. These are the agonizing ones I would pass. Poltergeist, great from the 70s. Scary, spooky. The original Night of the Living Dead in black and white, very creepy, eerie movie.
Yeah.
Return of the Living Dead, which is kind of all 80s for me. So that would kind of hit me. It's an 80s zombie thriller. Really good comedy.
I love that one. Yep.
Right. Sleepy Hollow, which is obviously Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci, one of the classics. They just set a great mood. It fits Halloween perfect.
Interesting.
The Fog, which is John Carpenter, kind of an overlooked movie. Adrian Barbeau, another creepy one. Then, of course, my all-time favorite would be Halloween, which is like a given. So it's too obvious to do. Now, the real scary one alone would still be The Exorcist, obviously.
The Exorcist.
That freaks you out. But the one I went with, and this one is on Amazon, is slightly overlooked. It's called American Werewolf in London. Now, do you know that, Joy?
That was good.
Okay, that is still a classic, right? Okay. Great Halloween. They're in the moors. It's got fog. It's got a werewolf. It's got the full moon. It's got some comedy. It really holds up well. That was on Amazon. I watched it. I actually watched it again, even though I'd watched maybe 6 months ago. A great rewatchable movie. Great for Halloween. Pretty mainstream. Pretty funny. John Landis at his best. David Naughton before the Dr. Pepper commercial. So I'm glad to hear you guys have heard of that. Hopefully it'll do up. They did a sequel in 97, I think. It's American Werewolf in Paris, which is just a CGI.
I saw that in theaters. It wasn't that great.
I did too. Yeah. Disappointing. So American Werewolf in London would be my Halloween movie for this year, 2022. And I'm going to hype that. So
yeah,
you guys see
I remember that movie, watching The Change, and how that was just being in awe that it was possible.
Was it Rick Baker, brilliant makeup guy, had a 20-year run. Just a genius, yes.
And consequently, so that film has one of the first dream within a dream kind of sequences, I feel like, as a lot of horror movies since then have copied it. And I'm not talking about Inception, Dream Within a Dream. I'm talking about the main character has that dream with the weird deformed sort of right? That
Yes, it is. David Nutt has it, yes. And because he's all freaked out and
And he wakes up.
Protect the movie. Yeah. Ages well, did the old school effects, no CGI, which I think, hopefully Hollywood will kind of get back to that. But that is my top Halloween of 22. So
glad to hear it was you guys. So good. That was just a great movie. I would love to watch that again. I'm so glad you brought it up.
Amazon Prime.
I've got to torture my family with that because I don't know if my wife ever saw it. I'm assuming she did, but I know my daughter hasn't.
Oh, classic movie. Yeah.
Some of these are generational, I feel like. And some of them hold up, though. And some of them you can reintroduce.
Yeah.
Newer generations. I feel like I gotta say, with The Exorcist, the original Exorcist, I think it's scary. And you know, my mom tells me about how she went to see it in the theater and people
I remember that as a kid. I was too young, but
right? But I show my younger friends
and that they,
they think it's hilarious.
Same here. I was gonna say same.
Yes. They think it's boring, they think it's too long, they think it's cheesy, because how many exorcism type movies have they seen since and before they ever saw that one?
Right.
They've seen ones that are more current or a little bit scarier, or the makeup is, you know, a little bit more now or what have you. And so, or there's more jump scares or whatever. And they, and so with that, so it's interesting. That one I feel like is a very sort of a split.
Yeah. And it didn't age as well. I agree. Enjoy. I had the same experience. Right. If you see it, the theater, I remember it came out, I think in the early 2000s, they re-released it. I thought, saw it in the theater.
Yes,
the girl
yes,
at the time, she was freaked out. It was much better in the theater, which is where it's made, like most of these movies, in all fairness. But yeah, I've heard that as well. Some of it doesn't, is a little dated. So still kind of freaky movie. Still creepy. Watch it alone at home, and that might be different.
So what are our feelings about Rosemary's Baby, if we're going to go back to like that?
Joy's going
that's
dark.
A good one. No, it's good though. Like,
it's a great movie. Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah.
Great. And that again,
that's another moment in time though. That's like late 60s, right? I like when I watch it with my son, I said, you have to appreciate the time it came out in. So you kind of got to get back to like Austin Powers in reverse, go back to late 60s. The time, very shocking. Like if anyone were to see Midnight Cowboy now, it'd just freak people out. It's so politically incorrect. Yeah. So. Interesting.
What about like Salem's Lot? I think that was one of the ones from
David Soul. That one
scared me so much.
Really? Wait, the CBS, that little miniseries thing from the 70s?
No, Salem's Lot. It was like 1979 or something.
Yeah. Streaming. It's like 3 hours because it was a TV miniseries.
That was a CBS. I remember watching that with David Soul, the Starsky Hutch guy, right? In my memory serving.
Oh my God. That was so scary to me.
You know what's really cool? Salem's Lot, every vampire film ever since, you can go to like the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie and whatever it is, there is a scene where a friend has been turned into a vampire and he's knocking on the window and trying to get his friend to let him into the bedroom.
Oh,
and that happens in Salem's Lot. If you remember that scene, he's like floating there. And the way that they film that scene is they actually did reverse footage. So it looks like he's like the smoke is billowing in the wrong direction and it's super creepy.
Oh, cool.
Brian, I'm glad you brought Stephen King in because we were remiss if we didn't have Stephen King on it.
Well, wait, was The Fog Stephen King or no?
No, that was John Carpenter. I'm not sure that came from. I don't believe that was Stephen King, though. But he's also, you know, him and I'm a big John Carpenter guy. You know,
what's your favorite Stephen King then? Let's go all around and say it. What's your favorite?
Man.
Brian, I know you're not super into horror, but I know you've seen It or something.
It was well done. That was creepy with kid stuff. It was well done.
Yeah, I just recently saw It because I watched it with my wife, the first one, the second one, right? Because they switched into two. Totally scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Or the remake.
Yeah, and I don't like, I've always been scared of clowns. I've always had like a...
Clowns are evil, that's a good one. That's not even up to
I don't think people that aren't scared of clowns are very, like, I don't think it's normal to not be scared of a clown. Like,
I don't know a single person that doesn't give them the creeps.
Oh, yeah, clowns are just weird, right?
They didn't age well from the, I guess, the early days of the circus or something, or...
Oh.
Yeah, my kid went to when he was younger, went to a birth of a clown, and this chick, like, always have clowns. Like, what the hell? Are they still around? But the kids were all freaked out by it when it came out. I was like,
yeah, as a kid, I had reoccurring nightmares about a clown.
Yeah.
And it would like, it used one of my like stuffed animals to shoot nickels out of me And it was really bizarre. Like, you know, I would be standing on, there's like a really weird house. The clown's up in the window and it's got my stuffed animal. It won't let me have it. And it's shooting nickels at me. I don't know why this happened.
That is why, Brian,
but it was reoccurring.
Yeah,
your nightmares are like a scene from a horror movie. That sounds like a scene from a horror movie.
Yeah, Joy just diagnosed it. So
I did.
Hey, Joy, did you ever see Night of the Living Dead, the original black and white?
Of course I did.
Okay.
Yes. Of course.
And Poltergeist?
Barbara.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Yeah, classic.
But yes, Poltergeist. So I have that funny story that I brought up in a previous episode where my mother didn't know that it went GPG, PG-13.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
She took me to see like Poltergeist 2 or something in the theater. Right. 6 years old. Everyone was looking at her.
Not,
I love Poltergeist.
Not a good move. That's one of those you might want to redo.
They're here. Yeah. I
you
love
know, for this subject, you know, we had like 2 weeks. I made my daughter watch The Fly with me with the
one. Love that. Classic. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
That's a Cronenberg, right? Which he makes some very just like
they're redoing Scanners. Do you remember Scanner? I remember as a kid, the guy's head blew up and just wait for that single scene. And that was it. Well, they're redoing that. I'm not sure it's that good a movie. I don't know if I picked that one.
I don't remember it other than the
head explode.
Yeah.
No one does.
Hey, Brian, what did your daughter think of The Fly? The original
She
Fly?
Thought it was great. Yeah. Of course, you know, like, well, it's a, you know, Gina Davis is, we're fans of hers. Jeff Goldblum was amazing. And then the stuff, I don't know if you remember it, but with the pregnancy and having to do
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is kind of like timely.
Going again, on. A movie in the 80s, a little dated, but it works fantastic in its own context.
Yeah.
Dan, what's your favorite Stephen King then?
I might have to go, you know, he is, I have a lot of respect for him. His movies, I think, are tricky to do. And I don't want to go like Shawshank Redemption, but that's clearly the best. But in terms of horror ones, you know which one I think of, I don't know why I remember this too, is Christine, right?
Oh, my God.
I just actually rewatched that. Really good. That was a great one. And the other one, which is not that good, what is the one where all the machines take over?
Maximum Overdrive.
Because the AC/DC song, Emilio Estevez,
yes.
I remember that.
Yes.
One. Thank you. Yes.
That's right.
I have a good memory of seeing that.
Yeah.
Kind of campy, didn't take itself seriously. And then he did one other with where he was played, I think it was an anthology, maybe it was Creepshow, where he was a farmer in Maine or something. And then alien thing spore got him and he became this big green guy. So I don't know. I would have to go, let me go Max Mobile.
You're forgetting Pet Cemetery, though.
Damn, that was a
good one. No, I can't watch
and then
that.
Firestarter.
I've never watched Pet Cemetery. I will never. I can't do it.
That one scared me.
Yeah, no, that holds up well. Good culture.
Yeah,
but anything, the little boy resurrected, and when they slice the back of the
oh, Joya, stop.
Yeah, that was awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So Stephen King's, okay, let me ask you guys.
Cujo was difficult, you know, that was hard. I don't like to see the dogs and the pets and all that stuff.
The new Firestarter, I guess, sounded horrible. The Drew Barrymore still was the
not,
one.
I am.
Also Dead Zone with Christopher Walken, I'm sorry. Now they're pouring out at me. I'm sorry. I'm
just
spewing out. I need to keep going. Love Christopher Walken. Dead Zone was good.
Yes.
I actually saw that recently. Again, that's kind of a dated 80s. That was kind of a time where. A lot of average movies. Let me ask you guys this. Now we know of our favorite Stephen King movies. What is your all-time favorite Halloween movie? You have to have one. I'm picking Halloween, the classic.
Are we talking horror or just Halloween?
Halloween, you're sitting home at night. Your favorite thing to watch. You're going to Mars tomorrow. You won't be able to watch anymore. You have one Halloween movie, Halloween night. What are you seeing? I'm putting Halloween, not even close.
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Poltergeist. I think that is my favorite kind of ghost horror movie for sure.
Okay.
And it had like such the, I don't know if we talked about this before, but it had such the weird reality side of it as well, where like it was like almost like the filming of it was a horror movie in itself,
right.
And the aftermath for
she
some of the characters and people.
The woman passed away too, like very weird circumstances.
Yes.
Definitely. And also the whole backstory. I love a good backstory in a horror film.
Yeah, so that did have good. Yes.
Their houses were built on
an Indian burial ground.
And all that.
Good call, Brian. Okay. Yeah. Good call. So, Joy, first, what comes to mind? Is one pop into mind? Mine was obvious. It sounded like Brian was. Do you have a certain or not?
It's got to be. It's not really Halloween themed, but it's the original Nightmare on Elm Street just because.
Yeah,
that was the first movie that truly scared me to my core. Like I could not.
You didn't see it at theaters, obviously, right?
No, I would have been okay. That's
right. Wow, hey, you saw that one. Sick, so.
I saw it way too young, as I saw a lot.
That was probably it, because that was kind of campy. That was kind of
the whole song. Okay. 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your door. 5, 6, grab your crucifix. I can go through the whole thing.
Oh, but pretty good, Joy. Nice
work. Yeah, it's really bad. And so I remember seeing that. I was probably 6, which is terrible. I know. Maybe. And then
6.
America. We see violence at 6. We see it at 2.
I'm going to have a talk with your mom the next time I see
her. I know. Please do. It was mostly my dad that would have me watch the horror movies, though. So, you know. But. I remember just being viscerally afraid because you couldn't go to sleep. There was no escaping.
Right. Yeah. Very clever.
Bad guy that Freddy Krueger could find you in your sleep. So what do you do? So I remember I had a lot of trouble.
Home run. Absolutely home run.
And then Poltergeist messed with me too, because is it the little boy's toy? I think it might be a clown when it comes to life, right?
Yeah, the clown.
Oh, yeah.
Thing when
Plus
I was
the tree home. Out the window. Oh, that had the whole
thing. Oh, and the braces or something. So. Yeah. Trauma as a child, I'm literally going to sleep and I have all these little stuffed animals and dolls in my house. And I look at all of them and I say, I love everyone and everything in this room. I would say it out loud because some of them identified as like people and maybe
Sure,
other
yeah.
things. And I'm like, okay, I love you. Good night. Like I would remember to say that so they wouldn't like attack me in my sleep or something. So yeah, okay.
Wow.
There's that.
Very good.
Yes, very,
very good on that one. There's a quick little story about Nightmare on Elm Street. When they did that, they went with that was Halloween was a huge hit. And the guys wanted to do another hit like that. They said, well, let's go all gore. And that's how that came to be, is they wanted to make another Halloween. And as it turned out, they nailed it. Bigger
yeah.
movie. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And Johnny, that was Johnny Depp's first one, right? Or his first big one?
In his crop top and his sweatpants.
Oh, yeah. Brian, have you seen that lately?
Yeah,
that movie?
It sucks him in
yeah.
and shreds him.
I have not.
Screams
no.
80s. It just screams
oh, really?
80s teen. Screams it. You have an earache, yes.
Okay,
so
when
so young, the pre-drops.
So we're definitely still in October for our next episode. So are we going to do more of a themed horror? Are we going to like go back like anything from like the 80s or 90s or before that? Like what do you want to do next episode?
Why don't we do the worst horror films ever made? Like just like the worst,
like the cheesiest
ever seen.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one. I like that. I vote for, I'm hyping
that. Bad horror.
Bad horror, just like, I mean, it can be awesomely bad, but like weird stuff like Critters and all these cheesy, ridiculous
oh,
things.
Okay.
You know those movies?
Oh, there's a gold mine of that stuff coming out.
Yeah. And then we can kind of talk about like brainstorm like we just did now with a bunch of different ones that come out of our heads, maybe. I don't know. You know.
Cool. That sounds good. Very good. So
what was that one with the worms in the ground?
Oh, Tremors. That was a great movie.
Tremors was good, the first one.
Fantastic.
And then it didn't.
Tremors.
Yeah.
Kevin
the first
Bacon.
One.
Kevin
yeah,
Bacon.
I watched that one recently. Yeah.
Wait, I want to suggest to you guys too, AMC also, I'm like being funded by them or something, but they do the 101 best horror movies ever made, but they
oh, really?
Update it, they update the list, and it's
oh,
multiple
good.
Episodes, and it's streaming now. I don't think they put the last two episodes out, so number whatever, 37 to, you know, 15 or
okay.
115, but I have gotten some really awesome ideas off
Great.
Of that. Yeah,
okay, so we're doing it the worst, the cheesiest, the
unscariest of the spirit.
Okay,
sounds good.
All right, I like that. That'll be super fun.
Thank you for the tips, you guys. I will be watching and enjoy one more time. What's that movie? The Danish one, but it's in English that you had.
No Evil.
Speak
No Evil.
No Evil.
Speak No Evil.
Amazon Prime and Shudder.
Cool, got it. Okay, you guys, thank you very much. We'll see you
in 2 weeks. Can you, at least Dan, can you watch it just so we can maybe...
Oh, I will watch it. That will look interesting. Yes,
Brian, I feel like...
I'll hold his hand. We'll watch the other one.
Am I
going to
be too squeamish for it? Is that what you're saying?
The whole film, you'll be fine. The whole film, you'll be uncomfortable. You're like, something's not right, and I'm feeling uncomfortable.
I feel like doing that like when Bugs Bunny slaps...
End
that happens to me every day in my household.
But Brian, the end is hard to watch. Like the end is... The last couple scenes...
Looks good.
All right, I'll close my eyes during those scenes.
Okay. Meredith Wolf and London, watch it.
All right, we are the Hollywood Hypers, and you can reach us at hollywoodhypers@gmail.com. Subscribe to our channel for the next episodes as they come up, and we will be back at you for another scary, spooky episode. Thanks so much for listening.